Oh, jeez. Ted, what is the day, buddy?
Today is National Hot Dog Day.
You're going to like this. It's Tropical Cocktails Day.
Oh.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
It's also a National Take Your Dog to Work Day.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that on Check a Day. Oh, yeah, it is. There it is, right there next to it. Mm. I was distracted by the Tropical Cocktails Day.
No, we were just hoping employees would show up.
Where's your dog, though?
Did they just drop the dog off?
She's working.
Did you come back home?
I don't.
That's what they
just
do
have
here.
A whole bunch of dogs running around.
Dogs running around, like, yeah, you go, man. I don't go on Friday.
Damn it! So I went
it's
and looked
a feel
up
good Friday.
What the 10 best tropical drinks are?
Feel good with my dog.
Yeah. There it is.
I feel great. I'm not here.
Yeah, right.
But you do.
What would you guys say if you were to get a tropical drink? If you were to get a tropical cocktail of whatever kind, what would be your number one go to?
Jungle Bird.
A Jungle Bird. What is in a Jungle Bird?
I believe that is light rum, dark rum, a lot of crushed ice, and some type of juice.
Okay.
The one I had was Bacardi rum, watermelon juice, and maybe lime or lemon squeezed in.
Gotcha. Okay.
That was. I love watermelon.
That's
so I'm like,
at.
This is awesome.
All right. Steve.
I don't know, man.
I know you're mostly a beer and whiskey type of guy.
Beer and whiskey. Like, okay, give me a Corona and a chilled whiskey.
Okay.
I mean, typically, like, if we're on vacation or something in Mexico, essentially what I do is my wife gets excited, she'll order whatever, and I just say, make it two. Because I know it's going to be good. It's going to be fruity.
No.
I know there's booze in it.
But like
other than a pina colada, I could not tell you the name.
Can't go wrong with a blended drink either.
I think you can get down with a Mai Tai.
Those count.
What's in a Mai Tai? I mean, I know what it is.
You might hear in just a moment.
Ah, yep. I'll wait.
Number 10 on the list. Miles, you're going to go out for a date. You're not going to go get coffee. You're going to get margaritas.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean,
and you're getting laid that night, brother.
On a first date?
Damn straight, on a first date.
You are getting laid.
That's a hell of a test to take anybody through.
That's going to relax you a whole lot, man. You're going to learn more about each other. You're going to have a good, calm environment. We got nachos on the table, man. We're going to learn about each other.
The thing about margaritas, though, typically when you get them, is they don't even ask you if you want a different tequila. It's always well.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
So you're getting into the well of tequila, which, man, that's dangerous territory.
That's why you get laid.
Well, yeah, you could order it different.
Like
if
you
say,
but you,
could,
you, say you can, but you know, like if you say margaritas, they're just going to go.
Yeah.
Like they don't, like any other drink, they'll say, what type of vodka would you like?
Sure.
Or whatever. They don't do that with margaritas. It's like, all right, pitcher's coming out.
Underrepresented.
You can get just one.
What's that?
Get just one. You don't get a pitcher.
Who does that?
Get a pitcher?
I mean, who orders one margarita?
One margarita.
Even if you order one, I'm like, just go ahead and make two, because they're going to be done with that by the time you walk back to the bar.
Sorry, Ted, I got to go with them on that one. You can't just have one margarita.
You got to get a pitcher.
You got to get a
couple. It's Ted. It's experience.
Bitch-ass Ted. Single margarita Ted.
I think I've had enough margaritas. I'll have a Miller Lite.
Yeah. Seriously, that's me. I like one on the rocks with a little salted rim, and then I'm like, all right, go back.
Oh, back to tahini. If they have that, instead of the salt. Because it's salty, but that adds up.
Underrepresented, but I do really, really enjoy it. The Blue Hawaiian.
Never had one.
I've never had it as a full cocktail. I've had it as a shooter.
Very good.
Combines rum, blue curacao, pineapple juice. They say cream of coconut. And it says it's fruity, sweet, and almost always served with a paper umbrella. I had that for the first time in Hawaii. I never had it before. I was like, ooh, it's this little blue drink.
You just got to be careful drinking sugar in the sun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And I danced the hula that night. Sex on the Beach. Comes in
what is in that?
So that is... I mean,
I remember the drink, obviously.
Sand and vaginal fluid.
Did you guys ever, though, have... Like, I never... A Sex on the Beach, again, I've never had it as a drink, but it was a popular shooter
college-age
bars.
See, and I've only ever seen that one as a drink. Same with the Blue Hawaiian, as I never actually saw it as a shooter. But it marries vodka, peach schnapps, orange juice, and cranberry juice.
Yeah, of course it's good.
Yeah.
That was my wife's first drink that was kind of her staple.
Right.
She loves peach. Everything that if it's peach, she digs it. So Sex on the Beach was absolutely...
I was at a classy bar in Frostburg, Maryland once. We ordered some of those, and the guy just pulled out a pitcher of them.
Nice.
Poured them in plastic cups.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Oh, Ted, you come in at number 7, the Jungle Bird.
Nice.
Dark rum with the complex herbal bitterness of Campari. It's rounded out with pineapple juice, lime juice, and simple syrup for a perfectly balanced sweet and bitter profile.
And it's got an obnoxious amount of crushed ice.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I love it. I should give that one a go, dude. I like rum. My problem is that rum drinks, I steer away from them because they are almost predominantly coconut rum.
Oh, yeah.
And it comes straight to
strong. Well, if you say tropical, it's going to be coconut.
Give Bacardi.
Yeah. And that's what I look for is the ones that have Bacardi in it.
And dark rum.
Because Malibu just sucks.
People don't drink it a lot, but man, it's good in a Coke.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Rum and Coke, man. I mean, that just goes down.
You ever gone to Captain Private Stock? Yes.
Yes.
That is the way to go in the Coke.
I sometimes do that on an airplane. Do rum and diets.
Yeah.
Man, when you land, you are happy.
Oh, yeah.
Like rum is a happy buzz.
Yeah.
For the most part. And I don't know why, it's not big in Seattle culture.
Yeah.
But when you go to a place that has a lot of different rums, you're like, man,
for sure.
It's fun. You don't get really hungover. It's.
Yeah, I drink a lot of Captain. I've said this before. Captain, take it down a dark sea.
Oh, yeah.
Really? I've seen it. Oh, yeah.
I know nobody liked it, but me and my crew, we did that Captain Tattoo. We mixed that with Pepsi. It was the black cherry rum.
Yeah.
I never tried it.
We liked it.
Yeah.
And then I got in the scene, and all of a sudden everybody's crapping all over. It's like, I thought I was really good. It made basically a spiked cherry Coke.
Yeah.
A rum runner. Again, these are the 10 best tropical cocktails. A rum runner, named after the bootleggers of the Florida Keys, it's a fruity, high-octane slushy. It blends light and dark rums with blackberry liqueur, banana liqueur, grenadine, and citrus juices.
I call mine a Joe Kennedy.
The Joe Kennedy. All right.
The Kennedy family made a ton of money in bootlegging.
Anybody heard of the painkiller?
Yes.
I have not.
Yeah, I have.
Any idea what's in the painkiller, Ted?
I don't.
Blends dark rum, cream of coconut, pineapple juice, and orange juice, finished with a generous dusting of freshly grated nutmeg.
I wonder if anyone's ever done that. Taking two Advil, just throw them in the drink, right? Just stir it until it dissolves.
This will fix it there, buddy.
Nobody needs a liver anyhow.
Yeah. Well, no, that's Tylenol.
It fixes itself.
It's Tylenol.
Look at Advil in my drink.
It fixes itself.
No, it's just blended.
It's a mix of dark rum, coconut rum, lemon juice, pineapple juice, and a dash of sweet grenadine or coffee liqueur. Anybody heard of the Bahama Mama?
Oh, yeah. That one.
It sounds good. It's a crowd pleaser that packs a large tropical kick. I don't know why, but I feel like it needs banana in it of some kind.
It could. I mean, most of those East Coast bars, like coconuts or whatever. Like,
I was just about to say.
They have all these drinks on a one-sheeter.
The East Coast bars. Because there's no tropics over there?
Yeah, but at the beach, like, all those bars are, like, tropical-themed.
Gotcha.
Right? So they, and truth be told, when you're there, you end up drinking frozen drinks, too.
Yes, you do.
We've reached the top three of the 10 best tropical drinks at number three. It says it's native to Cuba. It is made with rum, fresh lime juice, muddled mint leaves, and simple syrup.
Mojito.
That's a great drink.
Topped off with club soda and lots of ice. I have yet to pull the trigger on trying a mojito.
Really?
But the older I get, the better it's... Because the mint is throwing me off.
No. You just got to go to a bar that actually has fresh mint.
Yeah.
And very rarely do they.
That's also something.
Let me get one of the mojitos.
Right. You need to go to like a whiskey bar, like someplace that's, it's like a cocktail bar.
Right. And I generally go to dives, and they're not really going to make you a mojito. They will, but they're not going to make you the mojito.
You know who has a great
mojito
is McMinimum's. In Tacoma.
The Elks Temple.
Yes.
Yeah.
They do it really well.
Yeah. My problem is, I'll go to a place, and it's like, can I just get a vodka soda with lime? And they squirt the lime juice in. It's like, I want a real lime, not this syrup crap. Number two, the original 1944 was created by Trader Vic. And it features high-quality aged rum, lime juice, orange curacao, and orangeet.
I've never heard of orange curacao.
Neither have I.
Is that a Singapore sling?
No, this is number two of the tropical drinks, Ted. This is where you find your Mai Tai.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
I didn't know what was in it.
Me neither.
Right? I just drank them.
High quality aged rum, lime juice, orange curacao. I also assumed that Mai Tai had coconut in it. I might have to get that one.
I always thought it did, too.
It's a subtly sweet, nutty almond syrup there, that orangeet or whatever it is. I'm sure I'm saying it wrong. But then we go to the number one.
Coconut rum's got a chokehold on your brain.
They do, man. Well, it's tropical. Right. Like we were saying, everything's coconut with tropical. Just like our number one tropical drink, the best one. Do you like getting caught in the rain? It's
piña colada. All right.
It always sounds good, man, other than the fact that it's literally just pineapple and coconut.
Coconut, yeah.
I'm sure it's fantastic for people that like it.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. I don't need so much coconut in my life.
Okay.
You know.
Was there any of those on those lists that you would try with any kind of regularity, Steve?
I would try any and all of them because all of alcohol. With regularity, probably not.
I mean, no.
Right?
You like what you like.
I mean, that's the simple truth of it. I think probably of all of those, mojito, as far as those kinds of drinks go, is probably the one I drink the most.
Okay.
But not often.